Welcome to the Inspired Intentions podcast with Skyterra Wellness. If you've been too busy and not taking care of yourself, it's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. I'm your host, Jeff Ford, and as a reminder, we are taking a break from our long-form podcast format to bring you short episodes every week. We hope these segments, which we call our 5-minute focus, serve to keep you motivated and inspired. Today's topic is all about passion, and believe it or not, growing up, all I could think about was golf. Every summer in middle school and high school, my friends and I, we would spend our mornings and sometimes entire days playing golf. It would be upwards of 36 to 45 holes some days. I even remember telling my dad when I was young that I was going to be on the PGA Tour. You could say that golf was a passion of mine during those years. In our current times, I think passion is more important than ever. But it's a word that's erroneously tossed around. I think people use passion in different contexts, and we don't really understand what it actually is. You've probably heard this before. Do what you're passionate about, and you'll never work a day in your life. Find your passion. But what really is passion? Passion, to clearly define it, to provide some clarity today, can really be anything that simultaneously challenges you, intrigues you, and motivates you. It is what makes your heart sing, and it puts you to work. I want to say that one more time. What is this definition of passion? Passion can really be anything that simultaneously challenges you, intrigues you, and motivates you. It is what makes your heart sing, and it puts you to work. It's something in your life that you are really willing to sacrifice for. The struggle I think most of us have, though, is twofold. What do you do when you know you are not living your passion? And two, what do you do when you know you feel like you've lost or changed your passion? When you're not living your passion, it's like trying to breathe underwater. It feels like you are drowning, suffocating, and as you get further and further away from your passion, it's like heading deeper and deeper down into the ocean. If you feel this way, I want you to know it's normal. Don't assume you are alone. The first step you have to take is to figure out why are you descending in the first place? What is that anchor that is pulling you down? Once you understand and untie the anchor, the rest is just about taking a few strokes to the surface. Now, what do you do if you've lost your passion or it's changed? You have to identify whether or not it is an actual change in season. Much like spring and winter, sometimes seasons last long and sometimes they are short. This is very similar to passion. My golf passion consumed me for just over 6 years until a new passion emerged for health and fitness. I heard this great quote recently, and I want you to remember this. You don't choose your passion, it chooses you. That's Jeff Bezos, Amazon. So here's the message. Don't be afraid to pivot because life's too short. It's much better when you are showing up and living with passion. I want to thank you for joining us today. If you're looking for more resources, don't forget to check out skyterraathome.com. We have an extensive library of free content, including past episodes of the Inspired Intentions podcast. In case you miss my co-host, Rachel, don't worry. I want to let you know that we will be back together real soon. The Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of Skyterra Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our executive producer, Alan Broyhill. Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. Subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. If someone you know in your life might benefit from this podcast, share Inspired Intentions with them and give us a 5-star rating. Join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living seamlessly fits into your already busy life. Thanks for listening.